Dear listeners, this episode contains descriptions of sexual abuse against minors, which may be upsetting. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to True Crime Naija. On this show, we present to you true stories of crimes that happen in our country. We hope that by sharing these stories, we all become more aware of the types of crimes that happen here. And by becoming aware, we become smarter at detecting and hopefully preventing similar crimes. And as always, we welcome feedback. Reach out to us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and WhatsApp. Okay, let's get started. Today, we bring you the case of a girl who draws a very incriminating picture. It's Monday, the 28th of November, 2016. Bella is sitting on a chair in the doctor's office. Her mother had brought her in early this morning, and the doctor has been questioning her since they arrived.
Then the doctor gets a sheet of plain paper and a pencil. She drops it on the table in front of Bella. She sets up a camera with Bella in view. She hits the record button and then asks Bella to start drawing.
Bella looks to her mother. Her mother has been raising her to be expressive. She's also the one person that Bella goes to for protection. So when her mother smiles, she takes it as her cue to begin.
The two women watch as Bella begins to draw on the paper until she drops the pencil. Bella's mother and the doctor look at what she has drawn. The doctor's jaw drops. She's in shock.
You see, Bella has just drawn a male penis.
And Bella is only 2 years old. Hi, I'm Antonietta.
I'm Richard.
And I'm John.
And this story
could save
your life. One afternoon on a weekday, Zara is driving to her children's school to pick them up as usual. As she drives, she's thinking of the book, No Don't Touch Me There by Nomthi Odukoya. She had just finished reading it and was thinking about ways she could use the knowledge from it to guard her daughters against sexual abuse.
Zara has two girls and the youngest, Bella, is just 2 years and 11 months old. She is a preschool student at Chrisland School. Bella had learned to talk faster than some of her peers. She is a smart and very expressive little girl, her mother's pride.
Zara arrives at the school, picks up the girls, and they head home. In their normal after-school routine, Zara goes into the bathroom with Bella, and as she's helping her pull off her trousers, she casually tells Bella, "Don't let anyone touch your wee-wee." But Zara was not ready for her daughter's next words. Bella immediately says,
"He put his wee-wee in my wee-wee."
What?
Yes, Zara is also shocked. Now, wee-wee is the code word they both use for Bella's private area. Zara had quit her job to become a full-time housewife when she gave birth to her first daughter. She also didn't employ a driver, all because she wanted to be the one to raise her children and wanted to ensure that no one ever abused them. Zara calms down. She asks Bella,
"Who put his wee-wee in your wee-wee?"
But the child is unable to answer.
"Do you know him?"
Bella nods.
"Where did he do it?"
"In school."
"What?"
Bella Bella finally tells her mother that Adegboyega Adenikan is the teacher that abused her. At the time, Adegboyega was a 47-year-old primary section supervisor at Chrisland School. Bella says that she didn't tell her mother earlier because Adegboyega had threatened to kill Bella and her entire family if she told anyone what he did.
Oh no, she was scared.
Yes, and at this point, Zara is filled with both disappointment and rage. She's disappointed at the school for letting this happen to her daughter. She's disappointed at herself for not finding out sooner. And she's so angry at the man who dared to touch her daughter.
She immediately calls her husband, who is currently not in the country. When he does not pick up the call, she sends him a WhatsApp message to say that their daughter has been abused.
Next, she calls Bella's class teacher. She tells the teacher that her daughter just told her that she was abused in school. She asks the teacher if Bella has been allowed to leave the class by herself at any point, and the teacher says no.
Then Zara calls another teacher that she trusts. The teacher is part of the senior management of the school. She tells the teacher that Adegboyega abused her daughter. But the teacher tells her that she doesn't believe Adegboyega can do something like this.
Please tell me that someone believes this child.
Well, although both teachers don't seem to believe that Adegboyega is capable of assaulting a child, Zara believes her daughter.
Zara takes Bella to a pediatrician at Heritage Hospital on Badore Road in Ikoyi, Lagos State. The doctor examines Bella and confirms that there is redness in her private part and signs that there has been blunt penetration either with an object, a finger, or a penis.
Dear God.
Then Zara gets Adegboyega's phone number from one of the teachers and she calls him. When Adegboyega picks up, she introduces herself as Bella's mother. She tells him everything Bella had told her. She wants him to stop threatening Bella and that if he does not stop, she would have to report him to the school. According to Zara, at this point, Adegboyega tells her that even if she reports, no one would believe her. Angry, she hangs up.
Still angry from the conversation, she decides to send him a text message, telling him not to forget everything she told him. Whenever he sees her daughter, he should simply wave and keep moving.
Wait, why didn't she just pull Bella out of the school immediately?
Well, according to her, she didn't want Bella to be affected psychologically. She didn't want the other kids to stigmatize her and make fun of her. And she also didn't want Bella to feel bad that someone stopped talking to her because she spoke up.
Okay, I guess I could see her point now. But it must have been very hard for her to know that he could still have access to her daughter.
Exactly. So Zara goes to Bella's school. After a meeting with some of the staff, they decide that Bella would be taken to the school doctor's office for examination. They go to the doctor and after examining Bella, she says there is no evidence of abuse.
That's when the school doctor gives Bella a sheet of paper and a pencil and asks her to draw what Adegboyega puts in her wee-wee. This is when Bella draws a male penis to the shock of everyone in the room. Zara is also really shocked. According to her, she didn't know her daughter could even draw, let alone draw the male reproductive organ.
But Adegboyega denies ever touching Bella. According to him, only an insane person with a devilish mind would do that to a two-year-old. Bella's father then asks if Adegboyega would be willing to undergo a polygraph, and Adegboyega says he wouldn't mind taking the test because he's innocent.
A polygraph, popularly known as a lie detector test, is a machine that measures several physiological indicators such as blood pressure, pulse, respiration, and skin conductivity while a person is asked and answers questions. The way it is believed to work is that when you tell a lie, the physiological responses are different from when you're telling the truth.
So like maybe your heart beats faster or you breathe faster?
Right, and the polygraph machine measures this. Zara and her husband start to scout for where they can find someone to do the polygraph. They even consider doing it outside the country. But then they find a company in Lagos. They book an appointment and Adeboyega showed up for the test.
At the polygraph company, they ask him several questions.
Did you have sexual intercourse with Bella?
He responds, no.
Did you fondle Bella?
Again, he responds, no.
Did you have any inappropriate contact with Bella?
Once more, Adeboyega says, no.
Then the polygraph test results come out.
Hi everyone, it's Nabila, and I'm here to tell you about our other podcast show, The Backstory. Every week, we pick one important news headline in Nigeria and we analyze it from different angles. So, if you're looking for a more comprehensive approach to the news, check out The Backstory on our 234 Audio YouTube channel, on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, back to the show.
Bella, a two-year-old girl in preschool, has accused Adeboyega, a male teacher in her school, of sexual abuse. Adeboyega denies it. Bella's parents insist that he take a lie detector test, a polygraph, and he agrees. The results of the test are ready.
The polygraph shows that Adeboyega is lying.
The school has to get rid of this guy, like, immediately.
Yes, you would think so. But instead, the school tells Zara that they will investigate the matter and she was going to hear from them. Zara waits and waits, and when they don't respond, she calls her aunt. Her aunt tells her to go to the Office of the Public Defender, OPD, to report the case.
So Zara goes to the OPD to report the case. She also goes to the Area F police station at Ikeja to give a statement.
This should definitely get a response from the school.
And it did. The school tells Zara that they would fire Adeboyega and the teacher in charge of Bella's class. But instead, what they did was to transfer him to another branch, and nothing was done to the class teacher.
That must have been so disappointing for Zara.
Yes, and she was also scared of what could happen to the other children at the school if she kept quiet. And when Bella opens up and tells her even more about what happened, Zara is convinced that she has to pursue the case, regardless of the legal battle.
Oh my God, there is more?
There is more. So, Premium Times reports that after Bella realized that she didn't die after telling her mom, she started to talk more about everything that Adeboyega did to her. She told her mother that he used to put his mouth on her private area, show her pornography, and that he would tell her and her friends to play with each other.
This is so sickening.
Zara immediately withdraws both her daughters from the school. Adeboyega was arraigned on the 29th of January 2018.
On 6th February 2018, Ms. Gloria Chinonyira, a former social worker, testified for the prosecution, narrating how Bella told her that she was defied by Adeboyega.
On the 29th of June 2018, Dr. Oluwatoyin Olayoye, a medical doctor, testified in court that the findings revealed blunt penetration injuries, which could be as a result of penile penetration, finger penetration, or blunt force injury. Both Zara and Bella were also called upon to testify during the trial.
In June 2019, two teachers from the school testified in court in Adeboyega's defense. One of those teachers said that she believed Adeboyega did not commit the offense because he always kept to himself at work and minded his business. While the other teacher said it was probably all in Bella's imagination because of the sex education that the child has been getting from her mother.
What? Did Bella's mother also threaten to kill her? Where did she get that from?
I know. And the judge did not buy it.
The judge, Justice Sybil Nwaka, said that the essential requirements to prove a charge of defilement was that the defendant had sexual intercourse with a child under 11 years, and that there was penetration into the vagina. And based on those requirements, the prosecution had proven Bella's case.
On the 24th of October 2019, Justice Sibe Nwaka found Adegboyega guilty as charged and sentenced him to 60 years imprisonment where he cannot hurt any more children.
Bella and her mother Zara are so courageous.
Yes, Zara raised a very brave girl. And it really helped that Zara allowed Bella to express herself without getting angry and yelling. That really gave Bella the confidence to speak up.
Yes, and it also helped that Zara taught Bella about her body parts and that no one was allowed to touch her private parts.
And as soon as she found out, it was good that Zara took Bella straight to the hospital for examination. Since the injuries had not healed, they were able to document evidence of the abuse.
Bella was so brave when she testified in court. Her testimony remained consistent throughout the whole ordeal. And the amount of details that she was able to give was further proof that it was not all in her imagination.
I'm so glad Zara listened to Bella.
Parents, listen to your kids. It's not always just in their imagination. Join us next week for our last episode of the season. This time, it's the story of a string of murders that left the city of Port Harcourt very confused and frustrated. True Crime Niger is a Triple E Media production. Copyright 2021 Triple E Media Productions. If you enjoyed this episode of True Crime Niger and want to hear more, subscribe to our 234 Audio YouTube channel. Episodes of this podcast and our other podcasts can also be found on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a review. This episode was produced by John Woody, Antonieta Kalunta, Richard Anyebe, Dominic Tabakaji, and Sam Tabakaji. Executive Producer Ramat Mohammed. Special thanks to Rabia Hajija, Aredi Isha, and Mala Iwakbado Ikaliku. Stay alert, stay alive. See you next week.